Live Updates: Trump Impeachment Trial Begins. By Tony Lee on February 9, 2021. Former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial begins on Tuesday with up to 4 hours of debate on whether a former president who was impeached while he was still in office can be prosecuted when he is no longer in the White House. The impeachment trial will continue on Wednesday, with each side getting up to 16 hours to present their case. If a majority of senators agree later today that Trump can be convicted as a former president. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 5:10 p.m., Senate will proceed with the impeachment trial after a 56-44 vote. Senator Cassidy, RLA, joins Senators Romney, RUT, Collins, Army, Toomey, RPA, Murkowski, RAK, Sass, Arnie. All Democrats vote to proceed. 5:01 p.m., Raskin now back up for Democrats. And he says this is the most bipartisan impeachment ever. He says he doesn't have any further arguments to make after Trump's team's presentation. Raskin waives the 30-plus minutes they had reserved after Trump's team's presentation. Roll call to see if there are 51 votes to continue with the trial. 4:42 p.m., Shane argues only presidents can be impeached/convicted because only current presidents can be removed from office. 4:22 p.m., Shane says the Senate does not have jurisdiction because Trump is no longer president. He tries to make the case that Pelosi deprived Trump of his due process rights, having Chief Justice Roberts presiding. 4:12 p.m., Shane speaking out against an ill-advised impeachment process that was flawed. 3:55 p.m., Shane says the trial will tear the country apart because people will see it as a group of partisans trying to eliminate Trump. 3:47 p.m., Castor now ready to pass the baton to David Shane to talk about jurisdiction. He says they changed the order of the presentation because the House mangers made a great presentation. 3:45 p.m., Castor, after rambling about all sorts of things, says the House managers are brilliant speakers, but they are here because they are afraid of the American people and don't want Trump to ever run for office again. 3:05 p.m., trial continues as Bruce Castor, representing former President Trump, begins his presentation. 2:55 p.m., Biden not watching impeachment trial. 2:42 p.m., Senate now in 10-minute recess. Raskin reserves time for Democrats. 2:33 p.m., Raskin concludes by saying he hopes the trial reminds America how personal democracy is and how personal the loss of democracy is too. 2:28 p.m., Cicilline making the case that Trump was impeached for inciting an armed attack on the Capitol. He says Trump was singularly responsible for the insurrection. He says Trump's lawyers are wrong to argue that senators should move on and says Trump sided with the insurrectionists. 2:10 p.m., Rep. Cicilline, D.Ree, now up for the House Democrats. He says impeachment exists to protect our constitutional system and safeguard our democracy. He says things could have been much worse on January 6 as the rioters/mob could have killed all of them. He says Trump was impeached while in office for conduct while in office. House managers intent on proving Trump was solely responsible for the insurrection. 2:01 p.m., Negus warns that if Trump is right, officials could commit the most heinous offenses and just resign before the House impeaches or during the Senate trial if it is not going their way. He says it will put wrongdoers in charge of whether the Senate can convict. 1:53 p.m., Negus citing conservative scholars, including Judge Michael McConnell and Charles Cooper, who have argued that the Senate has the power to try Trump's impeachment. 1:43 p.m., Representative Joe Negus, DCO, now up for House Democrats. He says the Senate has found on multiple occasions that someone can be tried after leaving office. 1:39 p.m., Raskin says Trump may not know a lot about the framers, but they certainly knew a lot about him after saying that all impeachments in the framers' lifetime dealt former officials. 1:32 p.m., after video of rioters storming the Capitol, Raskin says if that is not an impeachable offense, nothing is. He says Trump started a violent insurrection and he wants the Senate to decide that it is powerless. That can't be right, he says. 1:16 p.m., Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, the lead House manager, is up first. Raskin says their case is all about the facts and he won't be lecturing on the Federalist Papers. He accuses Trump's lawyers of wanting to prevent facts from being heard. He says their argument is that if you commit an impeachable offense in the last weeks of office, you do it with constitutional impunity. He says this January exception is the founders' worst nightmare and will give a president a free shot to do anything on his way out the door, including using violent means to lock it. Raskin warns about how January 6th could be the future and plays a clip of Trump telling his supporters that he would walk down to the Capitol with them. Trump scurried back to his limo and back to the White House and never went to the Capitol. He plays video of rioters calling cops pigs, fuck the pigs, and storming the Capitol building. 1:15 p.m., after resolution is agreed to, House managers get 2 hours to make their case for constitutionality. 1:05 p.m. 1:02 p.m., Warren focusing on barring Trump from holding office again. 1:01 p.m., impeachment trial about to get started. 12:59 p.m., still undecided on witnesses. 12:55 p.m., National Guard patrol as impeachment trial is about to start. 12:50 p.m., Pelosi, Dems will be defending democracy. 12:45 p.m., RNC on former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Quotes Lincoln. Today Senate Democrats could be working with Republicans on the issues Americans actually care about. But instead they are moving ahead with yet another politically motivated impeachment trial. This time of a president who is no longer in office. While the eventual outcome of this impeachment trial is not in question, the credibility of Democrats' calls for unity is. This unconstitutional exercise may unite Democrat leaders around their hatred of President Trump, but it will only further divide our nation at a time when we desperately need unity. President Abraham Lincoln famously said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." President Biden should heed Lincoln's words and urge Senate Democrats to drop this partisan charade so the people's house can get back to doing the people's business and we can bring our country together. 12:42 p.m., Dems will have backup plans. 12:40 p.m. 12:35 p.m.,